I want to go outside.
Well, you can't. It's raining, and besides, it's almost time for dinner.
But I want to go.
It's too late. You'll have to go tomorrow.
No, I want to go now.
I said it's too late.
No, I'm going now.
Stop it. Now what are you doing?
I'm going outside.
I said no.
I want to go outside.
Oh, now what are you doing? Get up off the floor. Get your raincoat on and go out. But just for a few minutes, it's almost time for dinner.
Tantruming, though one of the most obnoxious behaviors in young children, is generally quite easy to eliminate. It is very important that we understand that tantruming is a behavior that children learn as a result of the tension that is given to them when they don't get their way. It is a very dramatic way of getting attention. When a child is tantruming, he is, as it were, pulling out all of the stops by screaming, crying, falling on the floor, kicking and flailing arms and legs, and is nearly impossible in the minds of most parents to ignore. Parents typically regard a tantruming child as unmanageable. They feel like they are the victims of the child's behavior and will do almost anything to stop it. Tantruming is nearly always caused by a child not being able to get what he wants. Anyone who has had a child who tantrums knows full well what I'm talking about. The child asks for something, regardless of whether it's at home, at the grocery store, at grandpa and grandma's, or wherever, and is refused. Over a period of time, he has learned that if he behaves in a dramatic way, typically by crying and screaming and falling to the floor, he will get what he wants. And as long as he gets what he wants by tantruming, it continues, usually getting worse and worse over time. When children tantrum, we must be careful that we don't think that some type of sophisticated scheming is going on in the child's mind. That the child is saying to himself,
"Aha! Now I know how to control my parents. All I have to do to get my way is to rant and rave, and eventually they'll cave in and I'll get my way."
The child has learned to tantrum through conditioning, not through logic or reason. It works like this. A child wants something. A candy bar at the grocery store, a cookie right before dinner, to go outside and play when the weather is bad, or whatever. The request is denied. From past experiences, the child has learned that by putting up a fuss, he gets his way. Determined not to let the child get his way all the time, parents will hold out, only to find that the child becomes even more dramatic and less able to be ignored. Finally, the parents can't take it any longer, so they give the child what he wants. This becomes a short-term solution to a problem that is only going to get worse. As time passes, the parents become more and more resolved that they are simply not going to let this kid get his way. So they withhold the reward for longer and longer periods of time. This, of course, conditions the child to become even more dramatic and more bizarre in his behavior. Rather than just crying and tugging at one's leg, the child throws himself on the floor, kicking and screaming and flailing his arms. The parents can't take it any longer. They give in before the child gives out. Once again, the child has successfully managed the situation to his own satisfaction. Since the parents accept short-term relief as better than no relief at all, they decide that it is just better to give the kid what he wants and hope he'll grow out of it. Both of these notions are wrong. Giving in to the child is certainly not in his best interest, and he isn't going to gracefully grow out of it. Rather, the behavior simply takes a different form and becomes even less manageable as the child grows older. As I've already mentioned, tantruming, though very dramatic and very bizarre and sometimes very alarming, is typically quite easy to eliminate if it is caught early and dealt with consistently. In fact, if a parent is alert, the behavior never gets started in the first place. But if it does get started, if it does get established, it can be controlled. Let's look now at how you eliminate tantruming behavior in several likely settings, beginning with the home.